From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen.
I believe in mystery.
I believe in family.
I believe in being who I am.
I believe in the power of failure.
And I believe normal life is extraordinary.
This I believe.
Our This I Believe essay today was sent in by William Wissman's mother. William is 18, and he wrote his statement of belief for his college admissions essay. He's now a freshman at Bard College in Annandale-on-Hudson, New York. His educational pathway has been arduous because William has a language processing disorder. His mom, Elise Goyette, thought others might want to hear about her son's journey, and William gave his approval. Here's our series curator, independent producer Jay Allison.
William Wissman came to his belief from an unlikely source, the Rubik's Cube. While words have been difficult for him, the Rubik's Cube taught him that his mind was up to difficult tasks if he could simply manage to break them down. Here is William Wissman with his essay for This I Believe.
I carry a Rubik's Cube in my backpack. Solving it quickly is a terrific conversation starter and surprisingly impressive to girls. I've been asked to solve the cube on a New York City subway, at a track meet in Westchester, and at a cafe in Paris. I usually ask people to try it first. They turn the cube over in their hands, half-heartedly they make a few moves, and then sheepishly hand it back. They don't even know where to begin. That's exactly what it was like for me to learn how to read. Letters and words were scrambled and out of sequence. Nothing made sense because I'm dyslexic. Solving the Rubik's Cube has made me believe that sometimes you have to take a few steps back to move forward. This was a mirror of my own life, when I had to leave public school after the fourth grade. It's embarrassing to admit, but I still couldn't consistently spell my full name correctly. As a fifth grader at a new school, specializing in what's called language processing disorder, I had to start over. Memorizing symbols for letters, I learned the pieces of the puzzle of language, the phonemes that make up words. I spent the next 4 years learning how to learn and finding strategies that allow me to return to my district's high school with the ability to communicate my ideas and express my intelligence. It took me 4 weeks to teach myself to solve the cube, the same amount of time it took the inventor, Erno Rubik. Now, I can easily solve the 3x3x3 and the 4x4x4 and the professor's cube, the 5x5x5. I discovered that just before it solves, a problem can look like a mess, and then suddenly you can find the solution. I believe that progress comes in unexpected leaps. Early in my Rubik's career, I became so frustrated that I took the cube apart and rebuilt it. I believe that sometimes you have to look deeper and in unexpected places to find answers. I noticed that I can talk or focus on other things and still solve the cube. There must be an independent part of my brain at work, able to process information. The Rubik's Cube taught me that to accomplish something big, it helps to break it down into small pieces. I learned that it's important to spend a lot of time thinking to try to find connections and patterns. I believe that there are surprises around the corner, and that the Rubik's Cube and I, we are more than the sum of our parts. Like a difficult text, or sometimes like life itself, the Rubik's Cube can be a frustrating puzzle. So I carry a cube in my backpack as a reminder that I can attain my goals, no matter what obstacles I face. And did I mention that being able to solve the cube is surprisingly impressive to girls?
William Wissman with his essay for This I Believe. According to the manufacturer, the smallest of the Rubik's Cubes, the 3x3x3, has 43 quintillion possible configurations. And allowing 1 second for each turn, it would take 1,400 trillion years to go through them all. William's personal record for solving the puzzle is 1 minute and 12 seconds. If you'd like to take the time to write an essay for us, visit npr.org/thisibelieve, where you'll find all the information. For This I Believe, I'm Jay Allison.
Jay Allison is co-editor with Dan Gettiman, John Gregory, and Vicki Merrick of the book This I Believe, The Personal Philosophies of Remarkable Men and Women.
Support for This I Believe comes from Prudential Retirement.